This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Speaking of low commodity prices, aluminum giant Alcoa reports profits and losses this afternoon. The low prices are part of the reason Alcoa is in the process of splitting in two. One company will do the old-school mining and aluminum production. The other will focus on fancier materials used in things like jets and next-generation cars. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more.
For now, Alcoa refers to the mining and manufacturing company as upstream and the high-tech one as value add. With great respect to the art and craft of aluminum processing, think of the two as the boring stuff and the sexy business. Investors are hot for the latter because it makes expensive, heat-resistant materials that boost jet engine performance.
These engines, the higher the temperature they operate at, the more efficient and more powerful they can become.
That's Sammy Tin, engineering professor at Illinois Institute of Technology. Alcoa also makes super lightweight products, like the aluminum parts in new Ford trucks, which cut weight and boost fuel efficiency. It's cutting-edge stuff, nothing like your everyday soda can. Andrew Lane tracks Alcoa for Morningstar.
Those are more specialized products and not always aluminum either. They're titanium products and alloys. Nickel-based alloys are a key product line.
The vintage mining and production business will go on, but Alcoa sees major growth potential for its high-end materials, so it's going to set the business free and let investors dig in. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.